So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is Star Time. We would like to bring to you the stars of our show.
Rugged Green Shouts in
South Borough,
East New York niggas forming.
Check the big banging sounds tonight.
We living it, loving it, never mean it, won't quit it.
All in together now, follow me.
Take over quick fast, violate tap shit in every borough, state champ.
So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is Star Time. We would like to bring to you the stars of our show.
Rugged Green Shouts in
South Borough,
East New York niggas forming.
Check the big banging sounds tonight.
We living it, loving it, never mean it, won't quit it.
All in together now, follow me.
Take over quick fast, violate tap shit in every borough, state champ.
Warning, shouting, ring the alarm. Killer bee.
Demonstrate the skill of Charlemagne, the special technique of Shadow Boom.
Break the phonograph in half. Promoters on some bullshit, short with our cash. All day, every day, y'all know the METHOD man. See me out on tour at my shows. I'm backed up by the great man himself, Allah Mathematics, on the ones and twos. Y'all know how we do it. Screw it. Fuck your life, motherfuckers. See us on tour.
DJ Mathematics, The Math Files.
Yeah, what's up, world? Once again, it's the God of Law Mathematics on the Math Files, lounging here with who's up in here today.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Math? What's good? You know, you got Big Flip in here, entertainment consultant, producer extraordinaire.
Yeah, yeah, and of course.
Yeah, yeah, you got Manny Festo the Great, a.k.a. Yeah. Inspector Deck, Wu-Tang General. This is my brother right here, Law Math. You already know.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, we're going to be... Oh, hold up. The First Lady.
I was about to say, you forgot about the First Lady of the Math Files. I mean, can I say hi to everybody?
What's up,
everybody? It's your girl, BX. Checking in finally because they forgot about me.
Nah, we ain't forget.
Only woman in here today.
Come on.
We've been waiting for you for a minute, too, but we're going to leave that alone. You know, we're
yeah, we ain't going to say you was late today.
Right, no, we ain't going to say
that. This is the last time.
All right. Yeah, but, yo, like, you know, like I said, we always come through with the interviews, and up in the station today, we got my brother, Inspector Deck, the resident patient.
Yes, sir. What's good? What's good?
I'm good. What's going on? What you working on right now?
I'm happy I'm here, man. I'm on your radio show. That's number one, sir. You know, let's start the day off with that one. But I just left the studio. I'm working on the Resident Patient Part 2. I mean, that's the temporary name for it. It's coming through traffic, entertainment, you know, the orchards, just ironing out some things. 2010 is looking real good, man. Got a couple of projects, drum and bass thing, you know what I'm saying? I have...
You doing a drum and bass thing?
Yeah, I got an album, you know, Resident Patient, and I just wanted to experiment, so I did the whole album over, like, not just drum and bass, but like techno, trance, like all that crazy stuff we hear overseas.
Right.
I wanted to just do it for them, you know what I mean? It turned out to be real nice on that note. But yeah, just like February, starting Resident Patient 2, and then from then on, we just got a lot of projects. Instrumental project, you know. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but everybody else doing it. Pete Rock, you got one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, put out an instrumental album. But just really the launch in the Urban Icon Records, man. I'm putting out everything. You know
see,
mean?
That's no one doubt. Thing a lot of people don't know. It's like Inspector Deck is a producer as well.
Yeah, it's for like, sure.
Yeah, it's like I learned a lot from you, Lord. You know what I mean?
We taught each other, you know, them long road trips.
Yes, sir.
Sharing files. But, you know, I think that was the greatest one of the greatest investments I did too was getting that laptop with the joints, man. Like, really getting behind making the beats. I got like 5 on this project. You know, I wanted to spread the love, and you know, I mean, you might get an album that's all me,
right?
But you know, for right now, I just got a lot of different people. You know, Alchemist on it. I got Marco Polo, Aguilar. You know, I try to reach for the underground heads, but now I gotta go big. You know, I got RZA, his man Che. I'm trying to get a little Dre, Snoop, right, little names on the album, man, and make it my last album and just go behind the boards.
Get out,
you know?
Here, wow. Man.
Yeah, The Rebellion is the last album, man. Hip-hop is way out of control, y'all.
He retiring.
Hip-hop is way out of control, man. I'm starting to feel like a wrestler now. You know what I mean? I'm not getting hit with no chairs. Nah, man. I'm not diving off the turnbuckles. I'm going to leave it in the hands of the young ones, man, and wherever it goes, man. If I could just be a brick in the foundation of the Yellow Brick Road, I'm cool with that, man. You know what I'm saying? And just branch my hands off into other things.
Yeah, but Deck, you can't do that, fam. I just want to say, like, first of all, like, the lyrics is crazy. Like, you know, I mean, I'm a Wu fan, crazy. You know what I mean? I'm out there with the community. But, like, you especially, your wordplay has always been sick. You know,
appreciate
I always
that.
Admire
appreciate
that on the strength,
that,
fam. Like, what's your thought process when you're putting together your darts?
Good question.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm one of the last that admit that they still write.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never knew writing to be a bad thing, but I still write.
People say they don't write. I don't know.
Like, I'm
old
school. I'm a dinosaur or something, but you know what I mean? I'm cool with it. I like writing. I like the poetry part of it. I like thinking, and I like saving my pages to look at it 5 years from now. I'll be like, wow, you know what I mean? I remember where I was writing that, you know, nostalgic type things.
Right.
But, you know, I'm conscious of it, man. I like to try to... So I would like to say I don't use the same flow more than once, you know what I mean? But I try to keep it bouncing. You know, if you look at my track record from song to song, I think I never use really the same style twice, you know what I mean? You never heard another Triumph. You never heard another Cream. You never heard...
Another Heaven's
Sake.
Yeah,
Heaven's Sake. Yeah, each style is pretty much like a different chamber, man. I really go into them type of chambers when I write. Like, I really live those out. Like, sometimes you might be in the first chamber where it's real aggressive, and then... Ninth chamber is real thought process, you know? You got to really take your time with it. And, you know, like it is, man. Some days you want to smack somebody, some days you want to help them. Be like, listen, man, let me help you. You know what I mean? So, you know, I feel different things, man. And, you know, it just comes like that. But I appreciate the fact that people love what I do, man.
Definitely.
Like, that's an ill feeling right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always love the flow you did on, what's that joint we did on Friday? The next Friday soundtrack, Shaolin Worldwide. Yeah,
that's one
it's
of them.
Shot like a katana.
Yeah, where every word rhyme for the whole 16. You know, but people don't. You gotta be a lyricist to know that. You gotta be somebody who's sharp on your game to really pay attention to that. Cause everybody else just heard the beat. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was a nice one though.
I heard them
Shaolin
lyrics.
Worldwide.
But see, that's interesting because now in the rap game, I mean, like, you know, Deck touched on that. It's like people, they're not paying attention to the lyrics anymore. And you can tell it's not too much thought that's put into the music. It's almost recycled. Everything sound the same. I mean, you can't tell the difference with the artists because they're all the same. Right. They even use the same beats, you know.
The same beats.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's real microwave out there.
Exactly. Yeah, the microwave generation.
I try to come at the home cooking.
Right, there you go.
Like, they don't listen to nothing, man. Like, I be saying, like, when you say the greatest of all time, what does that mean? I'm glad I'm here.
Right.
This is something that's been bugging me. Like, the greatest of all time, what does that mean? Like, the greatest rapper, the greatest...
MC...
The greatest record sold, like, what constitutes the greatest of all time? Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I start off. I mean, that's a great question. Yeah, we need to have Deck up here more often, you know, add to the paddle. That's the old question. But, I mean, I think it's definitely lyrics. You know what I mean? It's definitely lyrics. Your tenure, you know, was you a one-hit wonder?
Right.
Was you, you know, you put out one song, then we don't know, you know, what's going on now, which ain't nothing wrong with that because, you know, that's some people's place as well. But I think it's longevity, you know, that staying power. So lyrics, that staying power, and bring something to the game.
Bring something to the game. A little consistency, too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I be feeling like I heard so many dope dudes. I heard so many ill dots in my life that you wonder why this person don't sell platinum. Mm-hmm. He don't go platinum. Right. But does that take him out the category? It's kind of like a professional sports player. Mm-hmm. He busts you down getting 50 a game.
Right.
But he ain't get the ring.
Yeah. Right. Alan I.
Yeah, so that's you know, is he not a Hall of Famer now? You know what I mean? Because he didn't get the ring. So I'm like, you know, me, I never sold platinum on my own, even though I've had platinum success as a group. But I look at myself as one of the greatest of all time.
Right. Definitely.
Only because I saved my pages, you know, and I read my stuff back.
Right.
And I'd be like, wow, I said that, you know what I mean? Like, that was pretty slick, you know what I'm saying? Like, just saying that off of the rhyme he just said, Shaolin Worldwide. I said, thought sharper than a Japanese katana, ninja karma, piranhas crack teeth on my armor. You know what I mean? Like, that right there.
Right.
On a scale, it's holding weight of some dude's whole 16. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the first four. And I'm just basing it off things like that. So I just was like, you know what I mean? Like, I may go down as one of them dudes like that. You know, like a Patrick Ewing. Who rep New York for life. You know what I'm saying?
You never did the finger roll.
I didn't do the finger roll.
You ain't
roll
in 2 seconds, yeah.
Not yet. But,
missing
you know.
at the, oh, man, you never
that's
did that.
All that. That's all that I feel that's missing out my thing, man. I feel like I need to put out a poetry book or something, some type of reading material where you could actually, like, just read the lyrics rather than hear it in song mode. I may do that. You know, just put out
That'd
a poetry
a
book. You know what I mean? Just
that
save all your lyrics and be the first rapper to do that. Like, yo, he put all his lyrics in. You might even see Cream, but you get a new meaning when you can read it and it's right there in front of your face. Right.
So I have a question. Do you get a lot of people coming up to you all the time like, yo, when your album coming out or something like that? And then with them hearing you saying now after this, it's going to be your last one. What you gonna do when they tell you, yo, you can't do that to us?
Like, I want them to want me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want y'all to want me to come back to the game because that's like, you know, that's a certain amount of respect right there to say, oh, I want to lay the game down, or lay the gloves down, but y'all are like, nah, you know, you can't do that. You got one more. So, you know, with that respect, I would love that. I would love for the people to come and embrace that thought like that. But me being in it 20 years, you know what I'm saying, and looking at where it's at now, and, you know, Lil Hotness is the new hot dude now, and, you know, Young Miss, Lil That.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You a jerk.
Right.
Give me $20. It's not on my level no more. That's just how I feel. I feel like Brett Favre right now.
I
can still throw a rocket for 75 yards. It's the veteran savvy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would love to keep that for the game, but I don't see the appreciation for it. You know what I'm saying?
So. Well, let me ask you a question. Because you said you was going to do other things. So, like, what are you going to expand into while the ventures?
I was out there up in L.A. with Bobby Digital, the RZA, you know what I'm saying?
Peace
just talking about different things. Yeah, peace of the God. And, you know, the whole camp, for that matter. Just talking about, like, different screenplays, screenwriting, things that's going on in Hollywood besides acting. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's into scoring. You know, I wanted to get in on scoring with him. Like, just, you know, show me how to do this. Learn some of the instruments, too. You know, being a producer, definitely want to, like, learn the piano and, you know, bass, how to play different things, guitar, just to add on to the beats. And, you know, just, I got the label. I would love to start, you know, writing different things. I've been writing, like, a movie plot for the past 4 years. Like, on the low. I ain't even telling nobody. But,
heard it here first.
Right? Yeah, you heard it here first. Because, you know, it's 2010, man. It's the future. The future's now. So it's time to do everything now while it's still here, man.
Right.
You know, I don't really like to broadcast thoughts before they out there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, definitely look forward for that movie. Who knows when it comes? But I would love to say, yo, I wrote the whole thing. You know what I mean? And be like another... no aspect coming to life for me, man. Like, just writing movies and things. Just the books, like I said, the poetry books. I might just keep series of those going. Put out the famous ones and then the ones that you don't know. But definitely getting up in there, man. You may even see me acting, too.
I talk about it now,
but I would love to be the writer rather than in front of the screen or even directing, for that matter. You know what I'm saying? But anything, man. Anything outside of just being a rapper after 20 years, man. Like, you got to do other things, man.
20 joints. Right? 20. Like,
and you can't even, everybody can't say that.
Right.
No.
Everybody can't say that.
That's why when you said greatest of all time, it's like I can give it up. Because it's not just one. It's a lot of great individuals. Yeah. Just like when you look at Muhammad Ali to Sugar Ray Robinson to, you know, the Floyd Mayweather today.
Exactly.
But I could give it up to LL because he had longevity.
Oh, yes.
And he can rhyme. And he put a, you know, he can battle. And he, you know, he's been doing it.
And he got, what, 14 albums that all 14. Went platinum?
Right.
Yeah.
That gotta mean something.
So, you know what I mean? LL, salute. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, sir.
I love them type of dudes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just looking at now. Like, I always wonder, where's the next?
KRS-One.
Yeah, but I kept it on the R&B note. Oh, okay, I kept it like, where's the next Al Green or the singers, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, and them. Like, we'll never hear that again. So.
Never.
Yeah, we missed the gold era, you know?
I'm glad you said that because I was just in L.A. and I ran into this dude. He actually ran into me. Me and Street was standing in front of the hotel.
Right.
And, you know, he was trying to push a magazine, him and his man. So they was like, you know, what y'all doing in a hotel? So, you know, we told him who, we ain't even tell him who he was, but he was like, yo, he said, you know, he's trying to do his music. So, you know, he's like, I could sing. I was like, yeah, let me hear you sing. He started singing. Son sounded, you know, he was trying to be Brian McKnight.
Right.
But he got the voice, right. But then I heard the raspy in his voice. So I was like, yo, let me hear something else, like
something soulful.
Yeah,
or
I was
something.
Like, you ever heard of David Ruffin? He's like, yo, I keep getting that. So I was like, well, let me, you know, he ain't really was familiar, but he tried.
Right.
But he was killing it. So I was like, yo, give me your number.
I was about to ask him, did you take his number? Right.
But he didn't have a number. He was homeless.
Oh.
Yeah, so I gave him my number.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard from him yet. This was like about 3 weeks ago. So if he's listening to the show, his name was Army.
Army.
Yeah.
Army.
It's like,
LA,
it's like
right?
get at me, because that number I gave you was real, son. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
That could be your shot right there,
yeah,
fam.
You never know who you're going to run into.
Shot,
yeah,
man.
And if y'all in L.A. and y'all, you know Army, tell them to get at me at that number or something, you know?
Sure, man. Yeah, just singers, man. Like, even the next rapper, you say, who's going to be the next whoever, man? I don't think it's going to be too many next dudes, because everybody's following, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people just... wait for you to do something, then copy your blueprint.
Right.
It damn near more successful at it than you was. You know? I don't know, man. Like, you know, it'd be like 8 versions of the same song out there.
Right.
To me, at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. I guess I'm ruined.
Why you say that?
You're not ruined.
Spoiled. Like, like right now, being behind the scenes, like, I could watch a movie with my girl, right? And the part that she's jumping and being scared at, I'm already, I see the boom mic hanging over.
You looking at it different, right?
I'm more or less like, damn, that was a banging job of makeup right there. I'm impressed with the makeup job more than, yo, they ripped the heart out. I'm like, yo, that looked real. Yeah. So, you know, I look at that, I got that eye for everything. You know what I'm saying? And now, like, when I hear things and see things, it's more or less like, you know what I mean? Sponsored by Newport 100s, man. Like, it's more, it's so slum to me.
Been there, done that.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, you know, I can't, I'm so past that. And now we in a stage where nothing's being creative anyway. Mm-hmm. So you take somebody like me who actually takes time into lyrics, and then I still wind up getting overlooked for the stupidity, yeah? And I don't know if it's just me, you know what I'm saying? Like, do I got to get stupid too?
Make up a dance, you mean?
Yeah,
in
I mean,
the
I
zone.
Have to move myself. Yeah, you got to make up a dance. And, I don't know,
you
man.
Know, I always say that. I can't. All these rappers getting on with songs and a move and a finger snap. I'm like, come on. Like,
right.
Where's the storytelling? There's no more storytelling.
No more.
At all.
And if you do hear storytelling, it's real... so simple. It's like, damn, my C could have wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple.
Like,
yeah.
It's like the shit you said on Cold World. Shot up the Chinese restaurant for this kid named Lamont. I thought he was dead, but instead, he had a 12-year-old girl in the head.
Then flat.
Like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like to paint pictures of the everyday, man. Like, I just heard, what I went through today, and what I heard today is a song. I might write it tomorrow. It was crazy, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Shit,
yeah,
huh?
But it wasn't even me, my man. He got caught cheating on his girl.
Mm.
But what's so real is I told him. And I said, yo, I'm not going to lie for you, because I knew your girl before you got with her, and we cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna cover up your stupidity, son. Just be real.
Right.
He ain't wanna do that. Mm. So he had a baby by another girl in the same building.
Wow.
And was trying to hide it. So
in the same
I said, yo, what you gonna do when she finds out? Because he was all gangster. Nah, I got this under control. You know what I mean? They don't even speak to each other. I'm like, all right. What happens when they find out though? He's like, that ain't gonna happen. Son, girl tried to, yo, they went at each other. The girls went at it. Then they finished fighting each other, then went after him. Yo.
They should have just went after him first. Like, they shouldn't even got into it.
That could have been the director's debut.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was all.
Had to boom mic over the punches.
It was all world star worthy. You know what I mean? Because you see everything on world star.
That was crazy.
Yo, it was a whole, it reminded me of that exhibit video. He was walking and the fire truck was going by. It was everything happening around him. Like, that's how it was with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing in the middle like.
You seen the fight?
Yeah, but I'm more or less, I see the music out of the whole thing. I see the song play out of like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was lying. He was trying to keep it a secret. You know, just build from it. But I was like, I told him like.
I guess that's what my songs right come from. Yeah.
Right.
I told him.
Just lying. He was trying to keep it a secret. It's simple as that.
So who's your favorite rapper now? Even though everyone's not great to you, who do you like? Is there anyone that you like?
I've always been a fan of the same dudes, though. Like, whatever they do. The old school has always been a fan of, like, Kool G Rap. You know, the Big Daddy Kane's out there. But, like, to say nowadays, there's a lot of heads nowadays. I like Drake.
You like Drake?
I like Drake. He kind of reminds me of Kanye.
I like Drake, but a lot of people hate on him.
He reminds me of a younger version of Kanye type thing.
He reminds me of Kanye kind of mixed with a little Wayne.
A little Wayne, a little bit. But that's what the future generation is going to be. It's always going to be a mixture of somebody and somebody. You know what I mean? I think that I was KRS and Chuck D coming up.
But you didn't sound it, though. You had your own...
Yeah, I mean, it took a while, though. It took a while for me to really develop my own thing. But, you know, I like Drake. I like Lil Wayne, too. A lot of people don't like Wayne, but, you know, I met him, hung out with him. He is the dude that he's saying he is, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I respect about certain heads. You know, A-Ball, MJG, I love them. A lot of South dudes I get with, Project Pat, 3-6 Mafia, you know, my dudes like that. The traditional, you know?
Right. But you made an ill point to, like you talked about the Chuck D, you know, Public Enemy, things of that nature. The youth now, they're out of control. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know, we see what's going on all across the world. Now, what would you tell them? Like, if you could implement something or, you know, stop them on madness or get them to think about something, what would it be?
If I could talk to the youth right now, I would say, man, get some rules and regulation to y'all stuff. You know what I mean? There's no code of honor amongst y'all no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told my little man, it's like, me and my crew at 21, if we'd have ran into you and your dudes at 21 right now,
we'd
have moved y'all. Y'all couldn't stand there. Y'all sitting in our seats. You know what I mean? And it's like, because y'all ain't thorough like that. Like, you can't fight with them tight pants on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't fight with them joints on.
You know they ain't catching no cases. You can't run for police.
Yeah, they're not catching nothing, yo. This is the Walkman generation. Right. You know, they got headphones and their iPods, and they worried about, you know, being what they seeing on TV. You know what I'm saying? And if I could say anything to them, man, I'm like, take a real good look at what you're trying to be. Like, the dude that you say is your dude, he's your favorite or whatever, take a good, close look at that dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Before you patting yourself at them. That's the most, really, all I could tell you, man, because a lot of things are painted to be a certain way, man, and then they not when you with the fine-tuned eye. You know what I'm saying? When you really look at things, it's like, yo. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I thought this dude was... it turned out he's gay or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. No disrespect to gay people.
Right.
But you know what I mean? It's like somebody you worship or you thought something. That's why we don't worship idols, man.
Exactly.
We ain't idol worshipers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like we gotta wrap up, man. And I definitely appreciate you coming through. I know you was in the studio. You left the studio to come here. I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
It's a pleasure.
I'm coming down tonight.
Oh yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you need me, come back out here. I love to come back when the project is really in full swing and bring a few goodies with me.
Oh, definitely.
For everybody up here, you know.
You know I'll be rocking your shit anyway up here, son.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know what I mean?
Red carpet treatment.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man. Yeah. Goon Radio, thanks for having me. Thanks y'all for listening, man, and keep in tune for that new project, Resident Patient Part 2. All right?
Respect the debt.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
This is a Meth Files exclusive.
Is you ready for me? Is you ready for I? Weather than patient, stay sick. I grew up getting it, crying with a sense. Till a nigga spend a little time in the pen. Police press me, but I won't bend. Right back home and I'm shining again. Never could trust, only got five friends. My right hand case, he let me drive the Benz. Blood in, nigga, I'ma ride for him. I'ma kick it with the seed and provide him ends. Cause the block done caused many lives to end. I said, you get shot just for 5 on 10. And you get knocked just for riding with them. In the end, the ones who survive are men.
This is a Wu-Tang Invasion.
Is you ready for me? Is you ready for I? Rather than patient, stay sick. I grew up getting it, crying with a sense. Till a nigga spend a little time in the pen. Police press me, but I won't bend. Right back home and I'm shining again. Never could trust, only got five friends. My right hand case, he let me drive the Benz. Blood in, nigga, I'ma ride for him. I'ma kick it with the seed and provide him ends. Cause the block done caused many lives to end. I said, you get shot just for 5 on 10. And you get knocked just for riding with them. In the end, the ones who survive are men. I played the whole way with the 9MM. Like, come up off for them diamond tins. Roll that blunt, we getting high on him. And ain't that long before we riding again. I said, no matter how hard I try, I find a way back inside. No matter how hard I fight, I just can't leave the light. No matter how far I run, just when I think I'm gone, the streets keep calling me back. 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 I ain't really had to spaz out in a while. Yeah, nigga rap, but I'm still criminal. And this here crack is not found in the vow. Move from the gate now, still trick a pow. They can't off me, I'm on right now. The way they talking, the boys like, wow. I know all y'all gonna blow my style. You're hating now, we getting cake like how. Your face and frown, turn about face, vacate the grounds. And you ain't major, why waste around? You taking any further than taste the pound. Back up off me, don't gaze around. I paid the cost, so I'm made in town. And I refuse to be made a clown. I'ma lose everything and just lay you down. No matter how hard I try, I find a way back inside. No matter how hard I fight, I just can't leave the light. No matter how far I run, just when I think I'm done, the streets keep calling me back. The streets keep calling me back. The streets keep calling me back. The streets keep calling me back.
The Meth Files.